It's that time, as it is every month, for us to talk about what's happening in the skies and at the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine. We're joined in studio by our friend Sean Latch. Hello there, Sean.
Hey, good to be back.
Happy autumnal equinox to you.
Yes, yes. Today is the day, 3:21 this afternoon. We officially moved from summer into fall here in the northern hemisphere anyway.
Right.
Of course, the southern hemisphere, the opposite direction. They're moving into spring.
Well, we'll talk about some of the events that we can see in the sky in the coming month of October. Let's talk about what's happening up at the Versant Power Astronomy Center. It's starting with a Friday show, a week from Friday, Climate Change in Our Backyard.
Yeah, this is a new program for October that we have, which was produced by the University of Colorado. It looks at climate change, but also local effects. And we actually have created a piece using some resources from the University of Maine's Climate Change Institute to talk about local effects here of climate change, everything from our warming oceans and how that's affecting, you know, seafood populations and coastlines, to some of the changes that are happening in our agricultural season here in Maine and trees, things like that. So it should be a nice program, give people an idea of how climate change works and how it really affects them locally.
That's coming up every Friday at 7 o'clock in the month of October. The Sunday afternoon show, an old favorite, Halloween Celestial Origins.
Yeah, and this has actually been updated. So the show just got an update with some new graphics and all of that. But this program takes a look at, of course, the cosmic origins of Halloween and some of the fun things like, you know, full moons and werewolves and vampires and all of that. So it's a fun program. Of course, Halloween often connected to sort of cross-quarter days and the harvest and things like that. And, you know, so and All Saints Day. So that will be celebrated, of course, for the kids on Sunday afternoons.
And a brand new music show for the month of October. A band, I've not heard of them before, the Beatles, is it called?
Yeah, the Beatles, yeah. So, Beatles, of course, we're going to have that program in the planetarium. One of our grad students created that program, and it's been a lot of fun to have that show around, too. So, of course, all those favorites from the Beatles coming up. And then we do have some special programming as well. We've got on October 14th, our science lecture series is actually going to feature Dr. Neil Cummins.
I am fascinated by this topic, too.
Yeah. What if the moon didn't exist? So he takes a look at, you know, how Earth would be different. And, you know, we think, of course, we know the moon governs tides, but there's lots of other things that are related to the moon. And he's going to be talking about those. We'll be doing some special graphics of the moon and taking a close-up look at it with some new software. So I think it'll be a lot of fun for folks.
That sounds great. That's, again, Thursday, October 14th at 7 o'clock. And then tell us about October 30th. Who's your daddy?
Yeah, so we have a poet from Colby College, Dr. Arissa White, who's going to be coming in. And she wrote this book called Who's Your Daddy? It's a book of poetry and prose. And she's going to be doing a dramatic reading. Also is going to have some singers from the college that will be doing some music with her as well. And we're creating some special dome images to go with it. And this is sort of a memoir of her relationship with her father and some of the, you know, interesting challenges along the way. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I always tell folks the planetarium, of course, we do so much more than astronomy. And this is sort of an artistic and, you know, poetic piece. And I think it'll be really a lot of fun in the dome.
Now, you commented on social media, so I wanted to ask you about this. Are you seeing fewer school visits this year?
We have been so far seeing a fewer school visits. Now, thankfully, I have a couple scheduled for tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to those. But yeah, we have had a number of schools book and then cancel. You know, in particular, one of my, you know, pet peeves is I've even seen one of those schools that's canceled and said, oh, we can't put kids on a bus. But then I saw that same school putting their football team on a bus.
Right.
But anyway, that's a whole nother story. I just, you know, I do think that, we just need to be, you know, careful. If we're going to be careful, we'd be careful all around, or good for the goose is good for the gander kind of a thing, because the education is, in my mind, more important than, you know, some of the other areas, but
absolutely,
that's a whole nother story. But we have seen a little bit of a lag this year. Fall normally is a little slower anyway, but this fall has been quite a bit slower with school groups. And I understand. I mean, I do know, you know, the Delta variant is something that we all have to be concerned about.
But I would say that going to the university is one of the safer places you could go because everybody's vaxxed.
Right, right. In theory, it is because, you know, the students are all required to have their vaccines and, you know, and things like that. And most of the faculty and staff are vaccinated. We wear masks. Masks are required in the building at all times. So I would think it's a safer area. And I do think, you know, that the academics always are really important. But yeah, it's just been, it's an interesting thing that I've noticed and, you know, a couple of those things. So. Yeah, I have made some comments about it.
Well, I hope people
good
come around.
Otherwise,
I, you know, I just would love to see people again focus on the education at least at the same level as athletics,
and
take advantage of this great resource.
Yeah, I think they're both important. Don't get me wrong, but I do worry when you know, it's like a lot of things. Sometimes art and culture and those other things suffer, and it needs to be. I'm always an advocate for the balance, you might say.
As we look up in the skies in the month of October, we'll get to say hello again to Mercury.
Yeah, Mercury will be coming back around. And of course, we still have, you know, Venus is getting a little bit higher in our evening sky over the next couple months, and Jupiter and Saturn in the south right now. So there's a lot of planetary activity to check out. We passed the harvest moon basically on this past Monday because it's the nearest full moon to, of course, the equinox, but a lot of folks commenting that, you know, we had a really pretty night Monday and Tuesday, so the harvest moon was really spectacular to see. And the Orionid meteor shower comes back as well. It's usually around the 20th or 21st. Unfortunately, this year, it's going to be sort of right around the time of full moon, which isn't necessarily the best, because that full moonlight can wash out some of those meteors, but it still should put on at least a reasonable show, so it's definitely worth getting out and taking a look at.
And galaxy M33 in Triangulum is well placed for observation. Okay, tell me more.
Yeah, so so a lot of folks think of M31 or the Andromeda galaxy, which is something that at this season is starting to become visible. It's the only galaxy we can really see with our unaided eye per se. But Messier 33, which is a spiral galaxy in Triangulum, is also a really nice site for mid-range binoculars to small telescopes. It does have a bit of a low surface brightness, but it does show a really nice spiral pattern. So it is a very pretty galaxy to look at through small backyard telescopes.
I wanted to ask you about that too. What's better, especially for somebody young who wants to check things out, is it better to maybe get a decent mid-range pair of binoculars than to get a low-end telescope?
Yeah, I think it really depends. I always tell folks it's, you know, I sort of say, you know, the crawl, walk, run theory. So, you know, crawling is learning your constellations because to find anything you need to know that. Walking is the binoculars, and then, you know, running is when you get to the telescope. I think binoculars are a nice sort of intermediate thing because it gets you started, gives you an idea of what to expect looking through telescopes, but also you can use them for things beyond astronomy, for, you know, sporting events or for bird watching or, you know, things like that. And, you know, certain telescopes really can only be useful for looking at the sky. So, you know, depending on your interest, it's always good to, I think, start with binoculars and then work your way on up to a telescope. Plus, there are certain things like some of the brighter star clusters, like the double cluster in Perseus, which is another thing that's at this time of year starting to become very prominent. That's something that really it's better in binoculars because you have that wider field of view and you can really get the whole thing in. Or the Pleiades, for instance. It's very hard to see the Pleiades in telescopes because you usually only can get a portion of it. But in binoculars, you can really see that cluster in really nice detail. So, yeah, binoculars are always a good choice.
Excellent. Well, much to see in the month of October, both up in the skies and at the Versant Power Astronomy Center. And for you, a pretty exciting trip coming up.
Yeah, heading out on a little vacation trip and leaving my students to hold down the fort this weekend, especially because we have special programming because it's Friends and Family weekend, so we have special shows all weekend long. But yeah, I'm flying on Saturday and heading to Italy and looking forward to getting away for a little vacation. May even get to, there is a little town over there that I might get to check in on where Cassini is from. Of course, Cassini's division, the rings of Saturn, and all that. So may do that while I'm there, too. Who knows?
That's wonderful. We'll have a great trip, and we'll see you back sometime in early November, I hope.
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Sean Lash from the Versant Power Astronomy Center and the Jordan Planetarium here on Downtown.